Sadukat refers to Mahar. So, the rights of women. Generally, women must speak up for their rights. The reason why they don't speak is they are weaker, and the husband feels, well, I'm taking care of everything, then what is she making a moan about? أُحَرِّجُكُمْ حَقَّ الْيَتِيمِ وَالْمَرْأَةِ. The hadith says that I warn you about the right of the yatim and the woman. These two classes of people, they cannot speak. For several reasons. One is, they feel that if we are going to speak, we're going to spoil things. Things will turn out sour just now. So rather we don't speak. So when it comes to their rights, then we need to ensure آتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةَ. Give it to them with a happy heart. Not only give it to them, but give it to them and give it to them with a happy heart. When there is a situation of a woman being paid her right, haq, etc., then she says, no, I made maaf. Now, why is she saying I made maaf? She is saying that I made maaf because the whole world will just now come down on her. They will speak out against her, they will come down on her, and they'll come down on her quite hard. So she feels that I need to, it's my brothers, it is my family, and I need to maintain the relationship with them. On the side of the brothers, what they feel, that we're taking care of her, and when she'll get married, the husband, she's the duty of her husband, so now why must we worry beyond this? Beyond this, why must we worry? It's going to be the husband's duty, and the husband will take care of her. Now why she's worried? That's the one thing that goes in the mind of the husband. The second thing that goes in the mind of the husband is, we must struggle and make this money, and this man here, he's a stranger to the family, he must enjoy. In other words, the son-in-law, he must enjoy. So this is what goes into the minds of the people. Now, really, all this is ignorance. Like, Arabs also had some part of this, Indians also had some part of this. We don't realize that everything gets affected afterwards. Ibadat, namaz, everything gets affected. So her just saying I need maaf is not a real maaf. Maybe her saying that I need maaf in, if it has to go to a judicial, then the judicial will pass a judgment against her. Because she said she made maaf finished. Because it goes to a judicial. But what we're not understanding here is for in tibna lakum. If she gives some part of her right and she gives it wholeheartedly, it's her right. For in tibna lakum, see tawbah. She gives it, she doesn't just give it out of convenience, out of fear. Sometimes it's given out of convenience. the police stops you for speeding. So smilingly say, "Sir, take this 100 rands, enjoy, have a good breakfast, you are suffering. Standing in the heat here, enjoy this." Now, you can say very easily, "Well, I gave it to him with a cheer and he accepted it." Now, the cheer can be of two types. One type of cheer is that you are afraid of a bigger problem, and to get away from a bigger problem, you give out a small amount. You're not happy about it. You're giving that bribe. You're not happy about it. Though you're showing a cheer, you're showing happiness and all that, but you know, you're not going to give him that 100 rand, you have to pay 1,000 rands. So rather give this and finish this up. So it's not... Now we will appease ourselves and say, no, I gave it, man, I gave it. People do a lot of strange things, very, very strange things they do when it comes to this situation. One friend of mine was speeding. So the police began to give him chase. He went, he picked up the speed and he went to Ultra Shell. Straight away he darted to the toilet and he came out. The police are there to wait to receive him. So he's adjusting his pants. So he tells the police, "You think, you never thought I can ever make it, huh? I made it, man, I made it. You thought I'll never make it." Now, aise aadmi ko police bhi kya kahega? So this amount that is given is not given because you want to give it. No, you're not happy about it. But you know in your mind, I'm not going to give this amount, I have to pay 1,000 rands to cover yourself from the bigger penalty you're giving out to make something small. So it's not halal, this. So the same happens with this girl. The girl or the yatim, whatever it is, they're giving something or they waived some of their rights. They're not happy about it. They're not at all happy. So the word that the Quran is saying, فَإِن تِبْنَ لَكُمْ, they're happy about giving it. Now how do you then ensure that they are happy about it? You need to ensure, and you need to be absolutely clear that they are pleased about it, they're happy about it. Okay. So the way that you will, the way that you will make out that they're absolutely happy, absolutely clear, is not just asking them for maaf. You ask your sister, "Now, Ben, what must I do with this money? Now, what are we going to do? Now, we are already, all our needs are taken care of. What must we do with money? Now, it's now, so and so died now, husband died, father died now. Now, we don't want to jump for money now." So they will explain it that way. So they are naqisat, they are weak in the intelligence. They can't decide, they can't think and reason correctly. They'll think short term, they won't think in the long term. In that short term thinking of this, this is not we made maaf. But really they haven't made maaf. They're not happy about it, they're not absolutely comfortable with it. That is why the Quran Sharif says, فَإِن تِبْنَ لَكُمْ, if they have given something, and they have given something wholeheartedly, happily. Not just given it, but given it wholeheartedly, and they have given it with cheer, with happiness. Right. And the Rasulullah had trained the Sahaba Kiram in that way. They were free to conduct like they wished in their wealth. How they wanted, they had the right, and they would conduct in their wealth as they pleased. No influence at all. We normally do something strange, very, very strange behavior. When I hear about people purchasing tickets and all that, tickets and doing business, you know, wealthy people, and then 10 rand and 20 rand, 50 rand, you're losing your iman. You can go and speak a lie 100 rand, just saving 100 rand, 500 rand. And it's not difficult for you to lose your iman. That ticket was, say for example, it was that if you're under a certain age, you're under 12, for example, then you will enjoy half a fee, right? Half normal price. Somehow you will say, no, this child is 11 years of age. See, you can't see how small he is. But just for that 100 rand, 200 rands, 500 rands, and you can speak that lie. You earned kya, mila to kya mila? Is that permissible? He has made a stipulation that you will only qualify for this concession provided you are under this age. Now to qualify, you won't speak a lie. So how can that be permissible? How can that be right? No ways can it be right. So Rasulullah SAW had trained the Sahaba Kiram in that way. He's going to a Dawat, so one third person comes and joins in. He comes to the house of the host and he asks the host that we were two that were invited, or I was invited alone and this person joined in. Do you allow him to also participate in the meals? He says, surely. Now someone may say, well, we can do that, then can't we do that? No, but people do these things out of convenience. They do this out of shame. See? Now, you going to a Dawat, right? The Dawat, who was invited? Two people was invited. So you took your two children with. Right? Now, do you think that host can tell you, you know, I didn't invite those children. Why you brought them now? I didn't accommodate for this. I didn't make any provisions for this. He's not going to say that. Does he have the heart to say that? He doesn't have the heart to say that. Small children, how much they're going to eat? You will also make up a story. And how much they're going to eat? Let them eat. No. So he feels difficult. The host feels it difficult. So someone can say, but the same applies to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Na'uzubillah, it doesn't apply to him. Because he trained the Sahaba Kiram to be free in this type of matters. Say what you want. You say your piece. You say it. In Muslim Sharif, there is a hadith. One Persian prepared some food. So he came to invite. Perhaps he was good with his hands. All Persians, Indians, they're good masalas and all that. So he prepared it nice. And now, you know, prepared nice, it's going to be less. Right? So he prepared it very well and he wanted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, perhaps, to eat very well. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, well, Aisha is also going to come in. He says, no, Aisha can't come in. It's just for you I've prepared. So he is calculating in himself. Is Aisha going to join in? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam won't eat to his satisfaction. I want this man, I want him to eat, and I want him to eat very, very well. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, well, if Aisha is not coming, I'm not coming also. All right, I'm happy with it. He goes away, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has declined that invitation. 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes pass, he comes again. Ya Nabi Allah, I've prepared food, and only you. No, Aisha must be included in the invitation. No, Aisha is not included. Can you see the freedom? It's freedom, it's no influence. Yeah. Now, you got one sheikh, one mulana, and the mulana tells you, no, made the invitation, my son is coming with. No, Hazrat, your son is not coming with. But you're not murid, man. What type of murid you are? Huh? And it won't be surprising if that year of that murid will come on top. Huh? What happened then? See? Murtad. The same as a murtad. It won't be surprising. Hey, all you are not going to ever progress in life. One child I brought, and you made such a, you brought the whole roof down. You would call the whole world for da'wat. Do you see compare this against Nabi Sallam's behavior. Says, Aisha isn't there. No, I'm not inviting Aisha. Now these things, you go and hear these stories from these caterers and all that. They'll tell you they have bought, they have the deal for 100 mehman, 100 guests. How many people pulling in? 110. And then they will have the audacity to say, no, really it was about 99. Never mind, as a consideration, it says 100. As a consideration, we're saying it's 100. They're not counting those 10, sometimes 5. Last week there was a case, not with the Rafiq, but someone else. They had an invite for 50. So they prepared everything accordingly. And they brought in 55 people. And then, in front of everybody, with the time to pay, in front of everybody, no, we only have 49. Whereas they reminded that woman, you know, ma'am, you know, when you made this, when you confirmed this order, this deal, you confirmed it for 50 people. And when you came in, didn't you say that there are 5 extras? I said, yeah, I did say. But I said, no, only 49, you're counting all wrong. See that for that 500 rand, 600 rand, you can lose your iman. You can lose your iman just for 100 rand, 200 rand, 300, you can lose it. You got that 500 rand. You know, we nailed him. We nailed him for five more. It's making too much now. So this type of understanding is very weird. Very, very weird. Very backward reasoning. You don't realize that now you're going to knock this person. You're going to catch it just now. You know, somehow or the other, some problems will come on your way. And now if you rob the person for 500 rand, and that it's very likely that you're going to go down for 10,000 rands. Very likely. Very, very, very likely. You don't realize it. And these problems, and this type of complaints come all the time. You hear it from these caterers and restaurants and all that. All the time. You want to go for that type of life, but the 100 rand, 200 rand, 500 rand, don't want to pay it. So see this verse, فَإِن تِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِن تِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ نَفْسًا, that if someone has given, but they have given wholeheartedly. Now this is not wholehearted. Now this Persian comes again for the third or the fourth time. Says, now, or you can include Aisha. So he thought to himself that I prepared this, and I prepared it only for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants just half of it, and he wants to share the other half with Aisha. So my niyat was to please him, but he'll feel comfortable when Aisha is eating with. So why was I object? Initially, he thought it won't be sufficient for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so I don't want anybody to join in with him. But then when he saw that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants to include her, and he felt that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be happier if her Aisha is included, let it happen. So now how are you going to confirm that that woman is happy about it? You're going to confirm this, you're going to establish this in this way. Let her have the honor and the comfort of that wealth. Say her share is 1 million rand, 5 million rand. So let them have the honor of it, let them have the comfort of it. She is living separately, she's got a husband, she's got 5 million rand. She's enjoyed that. Now she's given you 1,000 rand, 2,000, now it's permissible. But before you had the comfort of it, you had the control of it, you had the honor of it, by all my right. You know, things are so tight, man. You know, there's a tragedy in the house and you're asking money. You think that a woman is going to ask you that right of hers for the second time. She's not going to ask you. There'll be some other woman, all right, very straight and very, very outspoken, forthright. They will speak about it. But generally, a woman is not going to speak about it. She'll say it one time. The second time, she's not going to come and ask you. She'll think, now, I'm going to speak anything. I'm going to say anything. I'm going to spoil it to my brothers. Rather, just maintain the peace. I won't speak about it. So give it to her whole right. Give it to her. 1 million, 2 million, give it to her. Now she's got the comfort of it, the control of it. He's got the enjoyment of it, the honor of it. Now she gives you 5,000 or 100,000 or 500,000. Now take it, enjoy it. Because she had the control. After she had the control, then she's given something to you. It's all right. فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا. So they gave it to you, and they gave it to you happily. Right? And آتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَ. And you also give them their dues, give it to them happily. Oh, you're always asking for your atiqah, never mind. Never mind. Though we are in problems, but you're asking for your right, or take it and go, man. See, I'm such a good brother. That's not the way. Atu nisa'a saduqatihinna nihla. Give it to her happily. Then, this is your right, you must take it. And you will not feel comfortable if you don't take it. Please, you must take this. That's a different approach. And here, you only know about money. There was a woman that was quite notorious, not paying promptly. And she will find some way to cover her tracks. So she went to one clothing shop and she bought clothing, expensive clothing. Very expensive. 40,000-50,000 rand clothing she bought. So it was a big parcel. She told the shopkeeper that send your staff and I will give him that 50,000 rands. I will give you that 50,000 rands. In the meanwhile, at the end of the street there is an asylum. She went and told them at the asylum there that I've got on madman. He's only saying pesa do, give me my money. So she already arranged it, that asylum, that side, that this madman I'm going to get, so you must take him in. Anyway, that clothing is all delivered, so this man is saying, "Mere pesa?" So we'll get that just now. She took him straight into that asylum. You know, I was talking to you about that man, he's only saying pesa do. This is the man. Now they handcuffed him and they pesa do. So it's all very, very weird styles. Very, very weird styles. We have faked up just to get that 1 rand, 2 rands more. 100 rand, 200 rand more. But you want that. And then the iman is going. The friendship is being sacrificed. The respect is being demolished. We're not worried about the respect. Not worried about the muhabbat. Not worried about iman. Nothing. Additional money I must get. And many a times you see it. Man is... did this wrong, and then there's another problem waiting for him. He did one wrong here, some problem is awaiting him. You gave the thing, you gave it nicely, wholeheartedly, you'll find some other door will open out for you. Comfort, ease, muhabbat will open out for you. But give it, and give it wholeheartedly, with muhabbat, with respect. آتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيًا مَّرِيًّا. Now they're given it to you happily, right? Very happily, they are cheerful, and they, with muhabbat and love, they are giving you. Now that wealth, as the Shaykh Hamdallah says, you want barakat in your wealth. You want barakat in your wealth. In other words, you want the inner feeling of satisfaction, inner feeling of fulfillment. Then you must do two things. One is, don't make israf. Don't have greed. Don't be desirous of other people's wealth. Don't have israf. Number two, and ensure number two is that wealth is absolutely halal. One is without israf. And number two, remember that wealth must be absolutely halal. And you've got these two in place, then you'll find there's a lot of barakah in that wealth. You're doing small things and big, big results are coming out with small things. You're planting one seed and you're getting 50 trees. in a short span of time, and that thing is producing. That thing is just producing. You don't hear some people planting that one tree and says, I got such a crop, man. Such a crop. Nobody, no farmer has such a crop. That's barakat. Allah Pak grants it to him, grants it to whomsoever he pleases. You ran that same shop, ran it down. Next man ran that same shop with a little bit of effort, and he turned into a gold mine. Doesn't it happen? You hear about this all the time. So this Allah Pak gives you that barakat. But your heart must be clean. Your approach must be good. And a lot of ease, a lot of comfort. A lot of comfort, ease, and over and above all that, with respect. All will respect you. Family and not family, all will respect you. So you want that barakat. Money is the barakat. And the second thing, you want the acceptance of your works. Your namaz, your zikr, your tilawat. Now imagine, how can your zikr, how can your tilawat, how can your namaz be right? When within your heart, you know, man, my sister is not happy, my uncle is not happy, that wealth of his, we didn't sort it out nicely and correctly. In your mind, you are disturbed, you're not easy in mind. When you're not easy at mind, then they can't be barakat. They can never be barakat. You will feel that feeling of uneasiness, no matter what you're doing, what namaz you're doing, what zikr you're doing, what tasbihat you're doing. It's not working out, it's not just moving forward. So what's the obstruction? The obstruction is this wealth. That 1 cent, half a cent, 1 rand, 2 rands, you're prepared to sacrifice muhabbat, prepared to sacrifice deen, prepared to sacrifice your respect and honor, prepared to sacrifice everything you've done. Everything you've done, but that 1 rand, 2 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, and somehow that thing must be cornered and come to you. You're not worried about your respect, your deen, your iman, your muhabbat, you're not worried about it. So you won't have that enjoyment. You'll have that food, you'll have that motor car or whatever it is, but you won't have the happiness. There's no enjoyment, there's no excitement, no happiness. Like the man who was kicked up a wrong relationship with a woman, right? And then he made nikah. Is there any novelty in the nikah? He did everything now. So nikah is just a formality, nothing more than a formality. But the man who hasn't done any wrong, no wrong, no cell phone, nothing, no wrong contact, absolutely nothing. And then he went to nikah. Now it's an excitement, it's an adventure, exploration. Hey, what must I do now? How must I start? So there's so much of excitement, so much of thrill. Thrill is because of the muhabbat, that halal. You're doing it the halal way, so Allah Ta'ala will give you that thrill, he'll give you that excitement, he'll give you that adventure, everything he'll give it to you. But you go and do haram, you go and mess things up, then you get messed up. So in tasawwuf, they ask you first get your things right. You want your heart to be right, you want your direction to be right, you want your communication with Allah Ta'ala to be right. Get all these things right first. Your relationship with people, small thing, big thing, one thing, two things. It was half a cent, 1 cent. You scolded that person, you reprimanded him, you hurt him, you hit him. Go and sort that out. Go and sort it out. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi. I'm just going to show you how important it is. Now we take these things as important, zikr and all that. And then these things we go and smash down. As a result, it doesn't have the type of effect in your zikr after your zikr is gone. So tafil namaz, all that goodness that he was getting, all that's gone. Mawlana had a khadim and he shouted him for something. Now these Buzrugan ad-Din, they take stock of themselves. Some part of the afternoon after that servant was gone, that worker was gone, Mawlana took stock of himself that I shouted him slightly more than what he deserved. Well, he needed a little bit of a shouting, but slightly more than. Mawlana became uneasy. It's a mistake. And by Allah Ta'ala, you can't make stories. No, but he deserved it, and they require this type of treatment, because if you're not going to give them this treatment, they'll take advantage. I'm going to ask him for a maaf, then they won't have respect for me. So now, you want to cover up for yourself. You're not understanding that you haven't corrected your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. You're spoiling it with Allah Ta'ala. Although you're doing this, but you're spoiling it with Allah Ta'ala. It's more uneasy. Yeah, when we make stories and explanations, very nice, we can make explanation for ourselves. But that explanation, will it work by Allah Ta'ala? That ta'wil, will it work by Allah Ta'ala? It won't work by Allah Ta'ala. So, Vasatana, come what may, I must go there. Now, to get to his servant's place, he need to take one bus, one rickshaw, and need to walk another 1 mile. So he said, before the evening, I'm going to go and do this. One bus, one rickshaw, and walk another mile. When they're looking for the person's house, after some effort, he found the person's house. But you know, I wronged you, I want to ask you for a maaf. How can you do such a thing? You've got all the right to come and hit me, do whatever you want. No, he was telling me that I made you maaf. Cleared it up with him, gave him a gift, everything. Now Mawlana came back home. That night he's seen that Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on one boat and Hazrat Mawlana Phulpuri Rahmatullahi Alaihi is in another boat. So Nabi Sallam is telling Ali Radiallahu Anhu, Ali, join his boat to my boat. Join his boat to my boat. Prabhupada says that I got up the morning, I can still hear that sound when the two boats joined up, how they clash, you know, how that noise comes. That sound is still fresh in my mind. You see, you want the spiritual progress. These are the obstructions on the way. You hurt someone, whether it's feeling, financially, whichever way, clear these things up. Don't make stories for yourself. Rather give that 50 rands more. Really, I feel very, very strongly about it. You rather give that 50 rands more. You'll find that 50 rands more that you gave will bring 500 rands. It'll bring 500 rands. You know how a bait works. Put so small and you get such a big thing. Really, you'll find it. You give that so small and something big will come. Just look at the unseen help of Allah. Something small, you find it will attract so much more. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq naseeb kare. Try and improve our relationship. Correct our relationship. Don't play with this thing. Don't make stories for ourselves. Right? You'll find your works will be just improving. Rather, you take that someone gave you a knocking, it's alright, take it, but don't give. Don't give someone a knocking. Rather take the knocking. 1-2 slaps, you rather take it. 1-2 words, you rather take it. 1-2 rands, you rather give it. But don't take anybody's. You'll find some avenue will open up for you and you will make strides. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq naseeb kare.